Welcome back, everybody. This is eBay Auction Tips Task Force with your co-host Scott Patton and Tim Knox. Hey, Tim, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Awesome. Well, I've been listening to your auction traffic mastery course, and I must say I give it 5 stars. Excellent course. Lots of great information. Really appreciate you and Dr. Mike taking the time out of your busy schedules to put that together for everybody.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. We're both very pleased with it. I think that it's one of the definitive home study courses on how to create information products, sell them on eBay, and we both had a lot of fun doing it. We took 8 hours out of our busy lives, but I think it turned out well. We've gotten nothing but good compliments on it.
That's great. That's great. And so, is this the first time you and Dr. Mike have worked together?
You know what? It really is. You know, we tell the story that he and I came up with the idea for this product over breakfast, and that's true. We were both speaking at a Focus for the Future event in Seattle, which is where I met you, I believe.
Right. That's right.
And we did a podcast from the side of the road out there. But I met Mike. We were both speaking at it. I'd never met him before, and I think it was a Saturday morning. I was in the restaurant having breakfast, and Dr. Mike walked in, and I invited him to join me, and we started talking, and that's when the whole concept for the Auction Traffic Mastery product was born right there.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I was going to be asking you about was, you know, how do you go about finding joint venture partners? And I know one of the best ways to find people who you can do business with is by going to one of the live events, whether it's Mike Vilsaime's The Internet Marketing Main Event, or Armin Morin's The Big Seminar, or Robert Putty's Focus for the Future, which of course was a great one for both of us because that's where we ended up meeting and doing some work together as well. So that's obviously one thing that you know we always recommend to our listeners or anybody that asks me is get out of the basement, you know, where you've got your computers and your
yep.
internet connection, and get out into the real world and get belly to belly with people, because really it's a lot harder to lie to somebody when you're looking them in the eye, or be lied to when you're looking them in the eye, right?
When you're belly to belly with them, is that what you said?
That's right, I said.
That was late one night in the bar right there. Oh my goodness. No, but you know what, you're right, you make a good point, is that when you're an internet marketer, it's really easy to just, you know, you think you're alone, because so many
yes.
of us operate out of, you know, our basements or our bedrooms, and we never get out anywhere. I'm a perfect example of that, because I basically operated under the radar for, geez, 2 years. I didn't go anywhere because I had my other businesses that I was running, and I really wasn't interested in getting out there networking. But when I started going out to the seminars, that's when I met people like you, Dr. Mike, Mike Vilsaime, Rich Sheffrin, you know, people you meet face to face, and you can look them in the eye and you can shake their hand. And if you want to get belly to belly with them, that's a personal preference. I'll personally stop at the handshake, but you're right. I mean, once you get out there and you make friends, and now, you know, I talk to you all the time, and I talk to a lot of other people, and my, you know, not only did my opportunities get bigger, but my list did, because I started doing joint ventures with all these people.
Right.
And, you know, it's very cool. I recommend to everyone, if you can, you know, go to these events. Yes, they're expensive, but, you know, in the long run, your money will come back to you many fold just because of the contacts you make.
Yeah, and there's the fact that you brought up it's expensive, I think, is a really, really good point to just talk about, because
mm-hmm.
I was actually at a live event, and the guy up at the front, he was making his pitch. It was $2,000 for his home study course, and you know, he says, okay, who here wants to spend $2,000 on a home study course? And like a rock, right?
Yeah.
He said, wow, nobody wants that, huh? Well, how many people would like to have it free, right? And everybody, you know, yeah, me, I do, right? And it was just, I thought, wow, now here I am learning, you know, how to pitch from the front of the room from this guy, because he was so good at it. I think he sold 50% of the room when he was done, right?
Yeah.
It was just amazing. And I got to talk with him and meet with him. He got my card. I'm probably going to do some work with him on some internet marketing type stuff, because he doesn't even have a website. And two or three other people came up that knew who I was and had met me before or had seen me speak. And it was just kind of like, wow. And just, I think just getting out there is a key part to business, and we keep forgetting about that because we keep thinking the internet, you know, it's worldwide. You can just do it via email or a web page and this that sort of stuff, and we miss out on the fact that so many people will do things for you when they know you and like you because they've actually met you, right? As opposed to you know, trying to send emails to, well, here's, you know, we were just talking before we went on the air of a great example of somebody who wants to do copywriting for you, right? And and he just said, I mean, and I just got to bring it up because, as you know, I love to write copy, and you write some pretty good copy. And this fella emailed you, Tim, and he says, you know, your copy just sucks,
Your copy
right?
is crap. Let me fix it for you.
Yeah, and I just thought, like, now how, what a great way to win friends and influence people,
Boy, that's
right?
exactly right. Yeah,
You
I
know.
mean, you know, here's the thing. This basically, we have a copy, and I've written copy for years. I've sold a ton of stuff off of my own crappy copy, and I don't mind your critique. I don't mind you, for example, saying, "Hey, Tim, you know, let me give you some ideas about how you can make your copy better."
Yeah.
Or, you know, "Gee, Tim, you should have let me write that because that's what I do." But this person in particular sent me a long email basically telling me, "Your copy is crap. Here's everything you did wrong. Here's why your copy doesn't work. You're not going to sell anything. You know, your kids are ugly. Your feet stink." You know, this stuff like this. And then, oh, by the way, I can fix it for you for $1,000.
Right.
Now, let me tell you something. That's not the best way to apply for a job. You
No,
know,
it sure isn't.
you don't come in the door going, "Hey, this place really sucks. If you hire me, I'll make it better." You
Yeah.
know? So even if he had some valid points, do you think I listened to any of them?
No.
No, not a one, not a one. So not the best way to go about it.
Right.
Not at all.
And it really boils down to one of Napoleon Hill's principles, which was having a pleasing personality. You know, it's like, you know, how do you build a relationship? Well, with a pleasing personality. You never go in and say, you know, this is garbage, this is terrible, this is that. If you want to be, you know, get everybody on your side, right? But it's certainly okay to go in. I mean, he probably, if he'd have spent the time he spent writing that email, rewriting your sales copy and then send it to you and said, you know, I looked at your sales copy, I've just started out, I had some ideas, and I thought, you know, what the heck, I'll just rewrite this. So here you go, Tim. You know, if you like it, go ahead and use it. You know, if you got another project coming up, you know, let me know. And just give it to you, right? Because I mean, isn't that what we say on the internet? It's like, give people stuff for free. The law of reciprocity, right? They're gonna give you something back sooner or later, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if he had done that and I had liked his copy, I would have sent him $1,000.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought twice about it. I would have thought, "Wow, this is great." But you know, you make a good point. It's all about likability. You know, when you go to these internet marketing conferences, when you email people looking for, you know, people to do business with, people do business with people they like. They don't do business with people who go out of their way to show them how much smarter they are than them. You know, I have a very good friend named Bob Summers who lives in Hawaii. Just, you know, he leads an awful life there living in Hawaii.
It must be
And
tough.
well, you know, and Bob talks a lot about likability, you know, and his point is if you are likable, people will go out of your way to do things for you. You know, if you're likable and sincere, people want you to do better. And that's the way it works on the web. You know, you talk about joint venturing. You know, I would never joint venture with someone that I didn't truly like. You know, there's not enough money in the world for me to go, "Okay, I really hate this guy. He
Yeah,
really,
right.
but I'll probably make a few bucks with him."
Well, he's got 15 people on his list, Tim. You gotta go with him.
Yeah, you know, geez, you know, I would rather go with someone who is sincere and honest and likable over, you know, I mean, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I've had some pretty big dogs, you know, talk to me about doing some things together. I'll never do anything with them because they give me the creeps. I'm
Yeah.
sorry. You know, there really is no likability. It was all ego. You know, it's kind of like going in asking the Godfather for a favor. You know, you're going to get that favor, but you may end up in the trunk of the car at some
Right,
point. You
right.
know, so I only do business with people I like.
And I think that's a really good success principle.
I think so too.
So we've talked about, going to events, and you know what? Your local chamber of commerce, your local business, professional groups, they all do events all the time. So it's not like you've got to travel to, Sydney, Australia or London, UK to do, to meet people, right? And for depending on the business you're in, it may be better for you just to join your local chamber of commerce and go to those events. They're great for networking. And we've talked about, finding people who do something that you want done and emailing them the right way and the wrong way. But this is really, about eBay, not about, internet marketing, Tim. So can you use eBay to find, because eBay's got a reputation of you can sell tons of stuff, you can buy tons of stuff, but could you find a JV partner on eBay?
Well, everything we've talked about pertains to using eBay. And as far as finding joint venture partners on eBay, geez, I can't think of a better place to find them. When I first got into
Wow.
this business, my very first product, when I decided, okay, I'm going to write an ebook and see if I can sell it, I wrote a little ebook called eBay Dropship Profits. It was like a 20-page ebook that basically just how told how drop shipping works, because I had written a series of columns for Entrepreneur Magazine on drop shipping and eBay. And so I had all these notes. So I woke up one morning thinking, okay, I need my own ebook. This I had never done anything in information before. I was a software entrepreneur. And so I said, well, I got all these notes. Let me just put this little book together. And I did. I put it together. I put it for, it took me like a couple of hours. Put it on eBay, and what do you know? I sold a copy. And then I sold
Wow.
another copy. Here's a funny thing. I had been very successful in business. I had made, six figures for many, many, many years. Well, I sold that first ebook on eBay for like $9. I was more proud of that $9 than any money I had ever made in my life, because it validated what I was thinking. It really showed me that there was a market for that. I mean, I was driving a Mercedes 500 SL, Scott, and I came in the kitchen and I told my wife, I sold an ebook on eBay. And she's like, great, how much? And I went, $9. And she went, what? What? What are you, what's, why are you so damn excited? But anyway, I did that for a little while and established myself as a seller of information on eBay. Now, I had never done a joint venture in my life. I really didn't have an opt-in list. Well, I looked around on eBay and I found a guy who was selling an ebook product on eBay about, he was a power seller and he'd written a book on how he did it. Well, I thought, well, you know what? This guy, we're really operating in the same space, although our products are not directly competitive,
Which is a
So,
good thing.
well, yeah, it was a very good thing. So I think I sent him a message through eBay's messenger system and just introduced myself, said, hey, my name is Tim Knox. Here's who I am. I've got this book on drop shipping. I think it's very complimentary to what you're doing. How about, if you'll promote the book to your list, I'll gladly pay you 50%. And his name was Mike Enos. Mike emailed me
Oh.
back, and you know what? That was my very first joint venture, and we sold a couple of hundred ebooks between us with that little venture. And since then, Mike and I have made just tons of money together. We did an eBay cruise together.
I remember that.
If Mike's got a product, I'll promote it, and vice versa. And so he was my very first joint venture partner. Now, my second joint venture partner was a guy by the name of Jim Cockrum, Silent Sales Machines Hiding on eBay.
Yeah.
Again, I found him on eBay. I contacted him through the eBay system. And here's the key. We were talking a minute ago about how this guy contacted me wanting to do copywriting for me, but he was so obnoxious and insulting that I would never consider working with him. When you contact someone on eBay, you have to approach them not with the what can they do for me mentality. You have to approach them with the what can I do for them.
That's right.
Okay? So when I approached Mike and Jim, basically I introduced myself and said, here's my product. I think that it'll be appealing to your list. It will make you money. It will be advantageous to you. You, not me.
And that's such
And
a key
it really
point.
is, whether it's on eBay or offline or down at the Chamber of Commerce. What can you do
Or
for
if you're
the other
talking to
person?
your wife. Or your
Boy,
girlfriend,
man.
right?
Or if you're talking to your wife and your girlfriend.
That's right. Here's what I can do for
Yeah,
you.
very important.
Nobody wants to know what they can do for me. They all want to know what I can do for them.
Exactly, and that's the way that you have to approach it. And that's why, I mean, you and I both now we've been in this a long time. We both get pitched joint venture offers, but I mean, and you know, you get them the same like I do. I'll get an email from somebody, and it's all about them. You know, if you're my joint venture partner, my list will get big. I'll make money. Well, I don't care. You
That's
know, I'm
right.
not in this for you, dude. You know, so. But again, it's that all about that, you know, reciprocating back and forth. What can I do for you that will in turn bring things back to me? And so that's the way you approach it. And the eBay, finding joint venture partners on eBay is no different from finding them out there on the internet. You know, you go to eBay, you search on keywords that are pertinent to your space or to your product. You find the people that are selling similar products to what you're doing. You know, contact them and see what you can do.
That's right. That's right. And it's interesting because both the people that you talked about are pretty big names today on eBay and in internet marketing. And I would bet that you probably contacted them before they were household names, if I can put it that way.
Well, you know, I contacted them, you know, they were not at the level they're at today, although they had a pretty good head start on me. You know, Jim Cockrum especially, his Silent Sales Machine book, he had written it a
Yes.
couple of years before, and he had built a pretty healthy list.
Yeah.
And but yeah, you're right. This was again 3 years ago, so we've all come a long way in 3 years. And here's what's funny, Mike, Jim, and I all headlined an eBay training cruise together like 2 years after we initially met. So it was kind of
Right.
funny.
That's cool. And the reason I bring that up is that, you know, there's the Armin Morins, the Mike Filsames, Alex Mendozians, the Derek Gales, and everybody wants to kind of go and talk to those guys, you know, because they got 200,000 people on their list probably, or that sort of thing, right? But the truth of the matter is that they're probably a little busy,
Oh, yeah.
and you know, and you find somebody like the Mike Enos, Jim Cochran, who are in the growth phase, and boy, you know, I mean, what would have happened if you'd have said, well, you know, these guys aren't in the top one, you know, top 10 of internet marketing or eBay, whatever, you know, however you want to rank them, and ignored them, right? There was all those opportunities that you would have lost. And so I think that's great is, you know, find whatever area you need, you know, if it's a product for pets or it's a product for podcasting or a product for whatever the, you know, Barbie dolls or whatever, find people in that area who you can work with as opposed to trying to find some, you know, big dog somewhere that's probably not going to be spending much time with
You
you.
know what? You make an excellent point. The big dogs, God love them, they got to be big dogs through, you know, through their hard work. And they're not going to give you the time of day. You know, I was complaining to you beforehand that
About a
one of the
particular
big
one.
that this one particular big dog who used to be on my mailing list and used to ask me questions, you know, he's far eclipsed me. And now he won't return my calls. And that, you know, I understand that. He's busy. I still, you know, when I see him, I'm going to kick his butt, but still. But no, seriously, you know, some of my most successful joint venture partners have been the little dogs or the medium dogs. You know, I do a ton of
The
business.
hungry
The
dogs.
hung, yeah, there you go. You know, and so, you know, you're not going to get like, you know, Mike Filsaime is not going to call you up and ask you to joint venture. You know, Rich Sheffrin, John Reese, these guys, they are the big dogs. They're the guys that have really figured it all out and worked their butts off, and now they've made it to the big time. But I'll tell you what, I actually just did a joint venture with a young man who came to my seminar that I taught here in Huntsville, you know, back in April of last year. He developed his first product. I agreed to promote it for him. I was more of an affiliate than a joint venture partner, and I made several thousand dollars off of this little project with him,
Nice,
you know?
nice.
And so, you know, I have no problem if someone sends me an email and, you know, has a great product and I think my list is going to love it, I have no problem mailing the list, knowing that someday they'll do a promotion for me when their list is larger. So it's all about casting out those nets, man, and catching those fish. And
So
I like little fish as good as big fish.
this seems like a time when I should ask you if you want to let our listeners know what email they should send their opportunities to.
Yeah, let me give you an email that's not going to be deluged. No, seriously, if you've got a sincere, product that is a quality product that you think, that I would like and my list would like, you can send email to info, INFO at timnox.com and be more than happy to take a look at it. But
So,
don't send me ugly email telling me how much my copy sucks because I'm not going to talk to you.
and that's a really good, I mean, it's a really good point to bring up again, right? Like, if you're going to be emailing Tim or you're going to be emailing me, Scott at podcasting-unleash.com, look at our websites, timnox.com, podcasting-unleash.com. Do a search on Tim Knox or Scott Patton. And take a look at some of the other sites that our names may be on. And, and because, like, face it, if you've got something that's, how to triple your dating, I don't think, I'll speak for me, it's not something we're that interested in. Tim's married and I've
Unless
got a,
we're dating.
unless we're dating,
Yeah.
right now, both of us are not, well, I can, I'm not dating.
I'm not dating either.
I've got a fiance. So what I'm saying is make sure it's relevant. If it's, if you get to know, I mean, neither of us are hard to find, right? There's, you do a search on my name and three pages come up
Hey,
with
you
different
just
things.
go to timnox.com. Boom. How hard is that?
And take a look and say, okay, now what would this person be interested in? What does he already promote? Get on the mailing lists, right? Find out, oh man, he's sending out a ton of stuff about eBay when I've got this great eBay product. I think he'd be interested. Or, or he's sending out a whole bunch of stuff on eBay. I've got, something on dating, I'll use the same example. I don't think he'd be that interested in it, right? Unless it's a dating book on how to find a date on ebook, on eBay, I mean, right? So,
That's one thing I've never tried to pick up a woman on eBay. What's my bid?
what's your bid? You know what, Tim? There was a lady who put her house up for sale on eBay, and the only stipulation was she had to stay in the house when you bought it.
Oh my
And
goodness.
basically, it was she wanted a husband. And she said, $600,000, the house is appreciating. And she, but she tried every way she could, the dating sites, the speed dating, you name it, her friends, nobody could find a man for her. So she said, I'm gonna, so she put this thing up on eBay, you can buy the house, but you gotta marry me. And I think somebody, and of course, what happens in those cases naturally was people would put some bids in, and she had a, she had to meet them and like them and everything else, and she ended up having a couple dates, and I never heard what happened after that, but I thought,
I'm sure she lived happily ever after.
and that's right,
Yeah, so.
$600,000 richer.
All right, well, good deal. Well, cool. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Look at, what Scott does, look at what I do. Yeah, and again, don't send us joint venture offers for things that are not pertinent to our space or our list, I'm very heavily into the small business, internet marketing, eBay, that sort of thing. A book on dating. While there may be certain people on my list who would love to see that sort of thing, I won't promote it because it's really not pertinent to what I'm a subject matter expert in. So good point there, Scott.
Well, this has been some really good information, Tim, and I really never would have thought of looking for a joint venture partner or a number of joint venture partners on eBay. And I think just kind of as a summary, as we close down this podcast, could you just kind of give an overview once more of, how would you find a joint venture partner on eBay, just for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. It's really pretty simple. When you go to eBay and you just search for someone who's in the same space that you're in. For example, if you let's say you've written a book on pet tricks, which is always one of my favorite topics, you go to eBay, you can just type in the search mechanism, pet tricks or teach your dog tricks or something like that. And you'll get a list of people who are selling items. Now, they may be selling squeaky toys and stuff like this. So you have to narrow it down to people who are, who are selling things that are complementary to yours. Now, I said that with, you may contact the squeaky toy person, and that person may have an opt-in list of, 50,000 names. You don't know.
Right.
And if you've got a, let's say you've got a, an ebook on how to teach a dog tricks, well, perhaps that squeaky toy, company would like to use your book for a promotion. Just because they're not in the information business doesn't mean they're adverse to selling or promoting information products.
That's
So
right.
it's really very simple. You just go to eBay, use the search mechanism, and just kind of wade through the results. And then when you find someone, you can't email someone directly on eBay, but you can go through the eBay contact system,
Right.
where it says send message to seller. Also, always take a look and see if they've got an About Me page or
Right.
if they have an eBay blog where you can get more information. And you may find a phone number on their auction, or you may find a phone number on their About Me page, and just pick up the phone and call them and be prepared
That's a
to
great
send.
idea.
Yeah, I mean, just the worst thing they can do is say no. So pick up the phone, give them a call, be ready to send them a free copy of your product. I can't tell you how many times I've been approached by people wanting me to do a joint venture with them, and they wanted to charge me to see a copy of their product. It doesn't work that way. So be prepared to send them a copy, for free. Let them look it over, give them some time to do so, then contact them again. And you want to have the whole package ready to go. If they say, okay, I will mail my list, you need to be ready with some ad copy for them. Make it as easy as possible for them to promote your product. And just, again, use common sense, man.
You don't want to have to make the person that's your joint venture partner learn all about your product and then write an email or write a sales letter. You mean you need to handle all the little details because, like in your case, Tim, if I was to come up with you to you and say, okay, I've got this information product on how to train Dobermans, right? I mean, you go, great, it's perfect for my list, everything else. I say, okay, well, here's the book, go for
Yeah, write your own copy.
Yeah, no, right?
Hire that
Here,
obnoxious guy to write your copy.
that's right. It's like, here's a series of newsletters that you, or autoresponders that you can send out. Here's, a banner, two or three banners that you might want to put on your blog or your About Me page or your website or those sorts of things, right? So you want to make it as easy for someone like Tim as you can, right? Because you don't want to have to spend, you've got too many things going on to sit down and spend 3 hours putting together a campaign for somebody else's product.
Right.
Just doesn't make sense.
Yep, exactly right. And again, I can't tell you how many times I've had people, say, would you promote my product? And I go, yeah, do you have some ad text? Well, can't you write some? No, I can't. And you know what? At that point, I shut down that relationship. I'm like, if you're that big of an idiot, we don't need to do business together. So just, again, use common sense. Make it as absolutely easy as possible for your JV partners to do business with you, and you should do good.
You'll be on your way.
You'll be on your way to superstardom like me and Scott, what's your last name? Patton.
Pat. Yeah, How can you tell we do this live, folks?
boy.
All right. Well, thanks, Tim. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to do this podcast with me, and I know our listeners appreciate all the wisdom and great information that you give us. And if you want to see some of the or listen to some of the other podcasts that we have done on eBay, head over to http://ebay.podomatic.com, and you can see some previous podcasts. We've done some great information there on how to be successful on eBay. So, Tim, thank you very much. Any last words of wisdom before we go?
No, I think I'm all out of wisdom.
All
Jeez,
right.
I'm going to have to go lay down and get some more.
There you go. Goodbye, everybody, and see you next week. You can say goodbye too, Tim.
Goodbye, Tim. That was
All
fun.
right.
Cool.